saved listening to a Billy Graham crusade in New York City back a long time ago. And they were singing that. And how my heart was strangely warmed, as Charles Wesley said. But I was at home in Norfolk, Virginia. I couldn't go forward. But he turned around and he said, "You out there in TV land, I'm talking to you." And boy, I was just, I couldn't believe it. And he said, "You have been burdened. And you go to church, but you're not saved and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. And you can quote Scripture, but you don't know Him. Open up your heart. And God bless you real good." And then he stepped back. And just like that, I went from being churched to being saved. I went from talking Christianity to being a Christian. And I walked outside and the crepe myrtles in Norfolk were so beautiful. And the grass was so green. And I loved Bobby Parish and Harvey Jones, whom I hated at that time. It's just because they made my life miserable at times. It's very strange how that happened. I didn't plan on it. It just happened to be that I was surfing the channels and he came on. And it gripped me. Yet, later I read that Charlotte Heliot, who wrote Just As I Am, actually wrote that poem for Christians. If you read the background of that hymn, you'll find that she wrote that for people who knew the Lord, but were disillusioned or frustrated or God didn't work the way they thought that He should. And when you read it in that light, just as we were singing it, I was thinking, sure, that's me. Just as I am. Conflicts within. Fears without. Just as I am, we can come. I want us to pray this morning silently, and I would like for you to listen to this song in your mind. I'll look it over, and as we pray, and that this would be the prayer that you would utter. Lord, conflicts within and fears without. Many a doubt and tossing. And pray that the Lord would respond. Okay, let's go to the Lord.